I'm joined now by Coach David Upton at Coach for the Lady Buffs, coming off a very good win, extremely good win, over the Lady Longhorns of Holcomb, in which they were ranked number 8 in 3A. Outstanding ball club. They could really shoot the three. But Garden City found a way to come back after being down by 11 in the first half and play some excellent defense throughout that ball game, but yet we're able to take advantage of turnovers, get some easy buckets, and hit some big shots down the stretch. Four gals in double figures. Coach, let's talk about this. That was a very good win, and the gals were extremely excited about it.
Yeah, they were. Our girls were really up for this game, and, you know, of course, there's a lot of emotion being a crosstown rival. Holcomb just about an 8-minute drive from here, due west. So our kids know their kids, and their kids know our kids. So it was a pretty intense ball game. There's a lot of emotions going on, and our kids were really ready to play. And we weathered the storm of the 3-point barrage there in the first quarter and the first part of the second quarter, and then our kids just tightened down the screws and said they weren't going to get any more of those 3-point shots, and they didn't get any good looks at the three until late in the fourth quarter.
You know, I think that you and your coaching staff have done an outstanding job of being able to make adjustments on teams that have provided some different things for you. You talked about in the pregame show that it was going to be a barrage of 3-point shots. I really was not thinking that they were going to be able to be that hot for that long, but there was really one girl, and that was Amos, and she hit 5 of those shots.
Yeah, we held Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer only had 3 points in the first half, so we did a great job of containing Katie. But in doing so, Amos was not really part of our scouting plan. We were really going to focus on Katie and take away Pfeiffer, and then make sure that Pena didn't get anything cheap on the inside off of long rebounds and stuff. So that was kind of our focus, making sure Pfeiffer didn't get hot and making sure Pena didn't get a bunch of garbage shots inside. Then Amos all of a sudden steps up on the backside of that defense out there and starts knocking down threes. And so I grabbed little Kennedy Brunson and I said, you've got one job right now, and that's to go shut her down. And she didn't get another three off until late in the fourth quarter. So Kennedy did a great job out there.
Well, she certainly did. And I think all the girls did too as well. And the adjustments that you made, you really weren't necessarily pleased with the way your post players were reacting inside the lane early on in the ball game, but they made the adjustments in the second quarter and especially in the second half and did a really good job.
Yeah, I had to kind of be patient. I was watching them work, both of them work, and we pulled one out of the time and called JB over one time, and I told her she wanted to buy a ticket because all she was doing was standing there watching. So I told her to get out there and get active. We kind of told Jonna the same thing. Because they just, anytime they got the ball, they were jamming each other up, and there was not enough spacing for them two to go to work and do anything inside. And then I think they kind of got a feel for each other, and they got a feel for what Holcomb was doing, and then they started finding the gaps. And then when they started finding the gaps and the guards started throwing the ball inside was when I think the floodwaters opened up for us.
Boy, it certainly did. Floodwaters opened up because you outscored them 40-22 in the second half. So you were down by 5 there at the break, and then came back, and you outscored them actually by 18 to win by 13, 67-54. You know, I have to think that even though this is a 3A school, we're a 6A school, but looking at what we've done in the midseason tournament, they went 1-2 down at Hillsboro as well. They still were in the rankings. They dropped a little bit, but yet everybody knew that this was a quality team, and you go out there and you beat this team in that way, and especially in the second half. Great, great win. Well, homecoming week and night here at the Garden. Always talk about some distractions, but maybe a team that's going to, I shouldn't say let the gals relax a little bit, but certainly is not going to be the same caliber of team as Holcomb, but Guymon, Oklahoma in town, and let's talk about that.
Guymon's coming in. They're, you know, probably down a little bit this year, probably not as talented as they've been in the past. We weren't able to get a lot of information on them. We got one game film, and we watched them on game film, and the only thing that we've seen them do is they run a 2-1-2 zone. They don't press, or they didn't press in the game film, and they didn't do any man until they got down by about 20. Then they came out of their zone and started running a little bit of man in the second half. So we don't really know a lot about them. We know they have a senior, one senior on the squad who starts. We're not really sure who does their load of scoring, but once the game gets tipped off, we're going to find out who we need to focus on, and we'll make our adjustments.